Good afternoon. We continued to track a cold front slicing through interior New York and New England here in the middle of the day. Out ahead of the front in southern New York and New England, a southerly wind has become gusty and driving temperatures into the upper 40s and lower 50s. Right along the front, primarily along the I-88 corridor into the Capital District and central and southern Vermont, we have numerous clouds and rain showers, and the temperature is holding in the middle 40s. To the north and west of the front, the wind has flipped around to the northwest and is becoming gusty. The clouds are starting to break up, and temperatures are starting to drop back down through the 40s. As the front passes by, everyone will see that wind shift to the northwest, and it will be gusty at times over 20, even 30 miles per hour. It'll tend to dry out, and temperatures will fall off towards sunset. High pressure will build in behind the front tonight and dry the weather out across the region. In fact, clouds will break up and we'll have clearing skies across the area late tonight. The only exceptions would be downwind of Lake Ontario, where clouds will hang on with that northwesterly wind flow over the water. Nonetheless, temperatures will drop back into the 20s for overnight lows. This will set us up for a sunny and dry start to the weekend. Saturday, temperatures will rebound off our morning lows and back through the 30s and into the lower 40s on average for daytime highs. Sunshine will gradually give way to increasing and thickening clouds from the west, which will be in advance of the next system, which looks like it'll head through the Tennessee Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast for the day on Sunday. On this track, the steadiest precipitation on Sunday will be confined to the southern half of the region, mainly south of I-90 and in the form of rain, with some wet snow or mixed precipitation across the Catskills, the Taconics, and the Litchfield Hills, perhaps even the Berkshires, in these locations where temperatures struggle on Sunday in the 30s. Otherwise, with rain, showers will be in the 40s for the second half of the weekend. High pressure will build back in for the early part of next week, and we'll have a drying trend with a mix of sun and clouds, temperatures climbing into the 40s on Monday and even close to the 50-degree mark on Tuesday. By the middle of next week, another system will approach. It'll become windy on Wednesday with scattered rain showers changing to snow showers. Early day highs in the lower 50s will then drop, setting us up for a blustery and chilly Thanksgiving day with highs back into the 30s with a few scattered snow showers. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few showers in the mid-50s. Boston, mostly cloudy and windy, a few showers and in the mid-50s. And in Buffalo, increasing sunshine and windy with a few showers and highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 45 degrees. The average low, 30. The record high, 70, set in 1931. And the record low, 8 in 2018. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m. 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, then more sunshine later this afternoon with rain showers tapering off to a few flurries and snow showers. Windy with temperatures dropping through the 30s. Clearing tonight, breezy, lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain showers and breezy with temperatures in the upper 40s and lower 50s, falling back through the 40s this afternoon. We'll have increasing sunshine later in the day. Clearing and breezy tonight, lows in the middle to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, windy and turning colder this afternoon with any rain showers changing to snow showers, temperatures falling back through the 40s and 30s, clearing and breezy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, windy and turning colder this afternoon with rain showers changing to a few snow showers and flurries, temperatures falling back through the 40s, clearing and breezy tonight in the mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Windy and turning colder this afternoon, with any rain showers changing to a few snow showers and flurries later on. Temperatures falling back through the 40s and into the 30s. Clearing and breezy tonight, lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, lower 40s, cloudy with rain showers on Sunday, perhaps some wet snow in the hills and mountains near 40. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s Monday. Partly sunny near 50 on Tuesday. Windy with rain showers changing to snow showers Wednesday. Early highs in the lower 50s, then temperatures will fall, and that will leave us with a blustery and colder Thanksgiving Day in the 30s with a few flurries and snow showers. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.